Good evening. It's Monday, December the 10th of 2012. I'm David Ortiz. You're watching InfoWars Nightly News, and here's what we have in store for you tonight.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, EU War Council meets to plan Syria and Mali invasions. Then, Syrian rebels prepare the next generation as a child is forced to behead a prisoner. And over 1 million Americans entered the poverty class in the last 2 months. All that and more coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Welcome back. Well, it seems the situation in Syria continues. Military operations are continuing, and the situation continues to get worse. According to an article posted today on Infowars.com by Kurt Nimmo, the headline reads, EU War Council meets to plan Syria and Mali invasions. The article says European Union apparatchiks convened in Brussels on Monday to plot moves against the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad and to plan for a humanitarian intervention in Mali. 27 EU foreign ministers will meet with Muaz al-Khatib today. Described as a moderate, al-Khatib is a Sunni Muslim and heads up the National Coalition for Syrian Revolutionary and Opposition Forces, a coalition group founded in Doha, Qatar, that refuses to negotiate with the al-Assad regime and supports the CIA's Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army is currently under investigation for executing prisoners of war and other atrocities. The article also states, the centerpiece of the effort to unseat al-Assad is the accusation he will use chemical weapons against his own people. In other words, the mercenaries hosted by Turkey and supported by the CIA and financed by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So there you go. You've got EU leaders who want to meet with this individual who supposedly represents most of the Syrian opposition force. It's a very sad turn of events what's going on in Syria, but many people on the ground say that this a force that's trying to overthrow al-Assad is not much better, and we're providing these individuals with over $200 million in funding, and they seem to be committing atrocities themselves. This could obviously spark a regional war as well. Iran is obviously next door as well. So we'll continue to see how these turn of events unfold. But obviously this individual who they're meeting with, al-Khatib, is supposedly a good guy, although many people would question that. So let's keep our eye on that. Now, in more Syrian news, in another article posted today on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson, the headline reads, Video, Syrian rebels make child beheaded prisoner. Video. A disturbing YouTube video shows Syrian rebels making a child behead an unarmed prisoner. Now, it's very graphic footage. The clip shows a child hacking away at the head of a bound prisoner with a machete. The video then cuts to militants displaying the man's severed head while chanting Allahu Akbar. Other beheaded prisoners can also be seen in the footage. And once again, these individuals are supposedly supposed to be the good guys, these Syrian rebels. The Obama administration has given them about $200 million to help them try and overthrow the al-Assad regime. And the article also notes that the New York Times reports that many of these Syrian rebels are members of al-Qaeda. So I thought al-Qaeda was the bad people. I thought we were going to war with them. But, you know, 10 years after the sham of a war, the Iraq war, now al-Qaeda, we're funding them as well. So it's a very disturbing turn of events. And in another article posted today on Infowars.com and also The Independent, there is a reporter by the name of Robert Fisk, and he posted an article that says Bashar al-Assad, Syria, and the truth about chemical weapons. Bashar's father, Hafez al-Assad, was brutal but never used chemical arms. And do you know which was the first army to use gas in the Middle East? Basically, what this article talks about is that he is a journalist who was in Syria in the early 1980s when supposedly the current regime used the chemical weapons. He says that that never occurred. He was living in Syria at the time that that never occurred, and that many people are calling him now and saying that military intelligence officials are saying that Al-Assad could use those chemical weapons once again. But he's saying that the sources they have that are calling him are saying that unnamed military intelligence sources are saying that this can happen, that chemical weapons could be used. And the article also points out that this reeks of the Iraq war all over again, this weapons of mass destruction charge that was used 10 years or so ago. And he's saying when he was in Syria in the early 1980s, he never saw chemicals unleashed, and he was living there, so those reports could be false. But according to the U.S. government, that doesn't matter. Chemicals could be used, and that's all that needs to be said. And so, therefore, we need to go in there and topple the Syrian government. That's what makes sense. Now, speaking of the Syrian conflict also, there is another article that was posted on Infowars.com today that talks about a potential anti-Islam video that may very well be released on December the 14th. According to the article, Spain threatens to deport filmmaker over anti-Islam film. There is a gentleman by the name of Imran Farasat, who's currently living in Spain, and he's working with the controversial pastor Terry Jones, I believe, down in Florida, to unveil a video on December the 14th that demonizes the Muslim religion and Allah. And the Spanish government is basically saying, if you do that, we will imprison you, and we will also deport you and bring you back to Pakistan. And currently, that individual is already facing the death penalty in Pakistan for other issues. So, you know, be mindful. On December the 14th, there may be a supposed anti-Islamic video unveiled. And if that happens, all Hades can once again occur. So, again, it's all part of the rollout plan, in my estimation, to get us to war with Iran. And we have to keep our eye on that, because this can very easily become a regional conflict. And Syria also has very close ties, as does Iran with Russia. So the situation can really spiral out of control. Let's hope that they get the situation resolved. Now, speaking of military conflicts and speaking of unnecessary military force, this past weekend we held a rally against drone usage. Against the abuse of drone usage, and we obviously know that in the Middle East, the United States has used drone airplanes. A recent article posted on Infowars.com shows that in Pakistan, about 80% of the people who are killed by drones in Pakistan were innocent victims. About 2,300 people have been killed as a result of U.S. drone use in Pakistan, and I believe only 2% of them, the article says, were militant leaders. So, but it doesn't matter. You know, a 2%, that's good enough to, attack people. TSA hasn't caught any terrorist, but it's okay. Let's fund an $8 billion agency. But speaking of drone usage, once again, in our country's, continual use of it, we had a rally this past weekend rallying against the unnecessary use of drones. And we're now going to go to a story that, focuses on what occurred this past weekend.
Melissa Melton here at the Drone Mob with Jakari Jackson.
It was a good day. I think we had about 100 people show up at various times since we got out here. It was actually pretty good because we had to move from our original location. So people still found us. We had a good time. A few people brought drones. I think we broke most of ours.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So
some of those are not going to be repairable.
Or other people broke, but that's okay. It's all good fun. And we had a good crowd, and a lot of people, most people came out, were pretty, you know, up on drone issues. They at least, you know, knew about domestic drone use. And it's a great time to come out here. We had people, I met people from San Antonio, some people came from Dallas. So it's definitely a great time, and people do have power. You have power. So
you have power. And remember, they're about to set to fill our skies with 30,000 drones, the FAA is saying,
right,
by 2015.
People say, why do you, you know, use drones to protest drones? I mean, these are toys. This is, I mean, if it survived today, which I don't know, I'll probably
I don't
shoot
know
it
about
anyway.
That.
Mallory, you were flying one of our drones. What are your thoughts on that?
It wasn't easy. And I think my take on it when I was noticing the one with the iPad is that there was a camera on it, and I was seeing everything really close up. And I noticed, like, if I can see that, what can they see?
Stephen, tell us, why did you decide to come out here today?
Well, my concern about the drones, especially now that they're being armed, or, you know, it's just all bad news. Don't like anything about it.
You know, and like I said, No drones!
What do you think about the growing surveillance state?
I think that it's unfortunate that people consider it necessary, and especially with the technology that's available with our phones, it's ever more prevalent, and the emails that people are getting, I would consider it being hacked into almost.
Came out here, actually came out from Dallas visiting my girlfriend. It's her anniversary this weekend. She goes to UT. And just took the opportunity to come out here, check out the drone mob.
That's $300.
Go to InfoWars to learn more. It's taught me so much. I'm completely fluoride free, GMO free. I eat organic. I don't take medications. I don't get sick. I'm 42 years old. Thank you very much.
Why'd you decide to come out here today?
Because of you guys. Because you're spreading the word.
And that was a great event. And we also have a contest that's going on right now for those who attended the event, the drone event. Basically, you know, edit a video that talks about the event and what you saw. And if you submit it to contest at Infowars.com, we're giving a $1,000 prize for the best drone video filmed at the event. So once again, if you were at the event, you have 2 weeks to upload and send a video at contest at infowars.com. And if we like your video of the events that occurred on that day, you can win $1,000. Also, speaking of contests here at InfoWars, Alex has obviously been highly critical of Bob Costas and his ridiculous, ludicrous comments that demonize the Second Amendment. So there's another contest going on in which we're encouraging you to send a spoon, mail a spoon to Bob Costas. And the reason why is, obviously, he's blaming the tragic murder that occurred recently on gun use. So we're saying that's like blaming obese people. That's like blaming a spoon for why people are obese. So we want you to send a spoon, and there's the address, to Bob Costas, along with a letter, a kind letter. I mean, not a kind letter, a stern but not a vulgar letter, saying how you feel. And, you know, film a video of that. And if you send it to us, there's also going to be a $1,000 grand prize winner for the person who has the best video that shows him writing the letter to Mr. Costas and sending the spoon to Mr. Costas. There you go. There's the address. And again, we're trying to mock Mr. Costas, who's demonizing the Second Amendment and saying that that murder that occurred last week with that football player was because of guns. That's like saying, again, that you're obese because we have too many spoons in this world. So there you go. We like to mock the system here. It's okay to do that. And in other news, in domestic news, in an article posted today on Infowars.com by Anthony Gucciardi, the headline reads, "Toothpaste blasts kids with 5,000% more IQ crushing fluoride than heavily fluoridated areas." The article reads, "Fluoride exposure at typical water fluoridation levels is known to decrease IQ across the board, and leading medical heads have confirmed it is fueling cancer and other diseases as well. But what about fluoride levels around 5,000 times that found in most drinking water? With one of the most popular doctor-recommended extra fluoride toothpaste brands by Colgate, according to the author, you can get a massive sodium fluoride blast of 5,000 ppm, around 5,000% increase from the average water fluoridation levels." And he notes the Harvard study that was recently published that shows that the Harvard study says, quote, "The children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQ than those who lived in low fluoride areas." And the study also detailed how fluoride attacks developing babies and may permanently damage growing brains. It says, quote, "Fluoride readily crosses the placenta. Fluoride exposure to the developing brain, which is much more susceptible to injury caused by toxicants than is the mature brain, may possibly lead to damage of a permanent nature." And we also have a video to go with that story. Let's go to that video right now.
Doctor recommended toothpaste that contained a whopping 5,000 parts per million sodium fluoride. To put it into perspective for you, that's 5,000 times or 5,000% higher than the amount of fluoride that's been linked by leading medical professionals to a 25% increased tumor growth rate, the cultivation of cancer cells, and of course, IQ reduction across the board. And that's just one part per million.
So there you go. Again, the Harvard study states that it could lower IQ rates, and that's just one of about 24 studies that is highly critical of fluoride use. About 75% of drinking water here in the United States has fluoride in it. Pinellas County is the largest region in the country that does not have fluoridated water. However, recently the council members that supported not fluoridating the water were voted out, and new council members are being put in that say they support fluoridating the water. So we encourage those in Pinellas County, Florida, to fight these council representatives, and we thank info warriors in that area who were able to not put fluoride in the water because of their activism. Also, let's those in the Portland area, the Portland, Oregon area, there's going to be a referendum being held next year to see if residents want to fluoridate their water or not. We wish you the best as well out there, and we hope that you obviously don't fluoridate the water. But three-quarters of our drinking water is fluoridated. It's a sad turn of events. Now, in other story, in other news, here in the United States, it seems that the welfare state continues. According to an article posted also on InfoWars.com, food stamps soar, shocking, by most in 16 months. Over 1 million Americans enter poverty in last 2 months alone. The article reads, and we thought last month's delayed food stamp data was bad. The just reported food stamp number for September was a doozy, with over 600,000 Americans becoming eligible for food stamps. It's about 600,000 started taking food stamps in September, and about another 400,000 in August. Those are the latest government figures that have been released. So over a million additional Americans now on food stamps. Change is coming. Now it's about 47.7 million Americans are now on food stamps, and that doesn't include all those that are also on Social Security and are on Medicare and on Medicaid. It seems that liberals aren't going to be happy until everyone is completely dependent on the government. The GDP numbers, the unemployment numbers show that things are just barely getting better. So we're rooting for our president. But we know that sadly, regrettably, socialism just doesn't work. Free market economy works. That doesn't mean crony capitalism, but true free market economy works. But there you go. You've got an additional 1 million Americans now on food stamps. That means that over 47 million Americans are now on food stamps alone. And that doesn't include those on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. Change is definitely coming, as Barack Obama says. Now, in other news, in an article posted today by the Daily Mail, the headline reads, "Was CIA financier turned Wall Street banker assassinated by the bearded bag lady? New evidence may solve mystery of 1985 shooting." Essentially, there was a gentleman, I'll read the first couple of paragraphs of the article, but nearly 30 years ago, after a former CIA money changer was murdered by a homeless bag lady, new details have emerged that suggest he may actually have been assassinated. Nicholas Deke was nicknamed the James Bond of money for his suave, confident air and his central role in the black ops world of clandestine CIA operations from World War II until the 1980s. Following the war, the CIA helped him found Deke Pereira as a front company to help it move money around the world, funding armed coups and friendly regimes, all while insulating the U.S. government. Deke is also built it into a legitimate bank, offering foreign currency trades, including American families who often bought its bundled packs of French francs and German marks. But in 1985, when 80-year-old Deke and his secretary were shot at close range by Lois Lang, his company had been investigated for laundering money, and the CIA had abandoned him. Officially, Lang acted alone when she traveled 4,500 miles by bus and shot Deke with a .38 special revolver at his office in New York City, but now it has been claimed that there was more to the crime. According to Salon.com, they report that the death came as Deke was under investigation for money laundering and felt that the CIA, who had once celebrated him, had turned against him. So basically, you have a money changer, and the story was that he just died in 1985 because a homeless woman just randomly came to his office and shot him and his secretary. It turns out that this guy, according to Salon.com and many people that contributed to that article who they questioned, it turns out that he was heavily involved with the CIA, and he helped the United States government move money around to prop regimes and to, you know, help them out with their dirty work. And according to a former co-worker of his, according to the article, it also reports that the woman, Mrs. Lang, had connections to one, possibly two psychologists who were conducting CIA-sponsored research into mind control techniques. The woman who shot him, Arkady Kullman, the CEO of ING Direct, had worked with Deke and has hired private investigators to dig into the case. He says, quote, "I never believed that the whole thing was random. We were the CIA's paymaster, and that got to be a little embarrassing for them. Our time had passed, and the usefulness of doing things our way had vanished. The world was changing in the 80s. You couldn't just accept bags of cash. Deke was slow at making those changes. And when you lose your sponsorship, you're out of the game." So basically, the article, again, just basically refutes the accusation that this man was just randomly shot. It turns out that he was really a money launderer for the CIA. And what do you know, the story that was sent given to the public was not real. This woman who shot him had ties to CIA-sponsored research individuals who focused on mind control techniques. You know, he had to shut his mouth. He was being investigated for money laundering, and you know darn well the CIA, his involvement with the CIA, and what they do was about to spill out. So they had to take care of him. That's how the CIA often, you know, how they often operate. So there you go, another article that refutes what our beloved government tells us. Now, in other news, in an article posted today on Infowars.com by Carlos Miller, the headline reads, "Female Fullerton cop accused of ripping film out of witness camera after Kelly Thomas beating death." So far, three cops have been charged in the beating death of Kelly Thomas, a homeless, mentally ill man whose death sparked an outrage in the normally sleepy community of Fullerton last year, and a nationwide outrage once the surveillance video of his murder was released earlier this year. But there is one cop that has yet to be exposed, and her hands are just as dirty as the rest of them. We don't know her name, but we do know she confronted a photographer who had been taking pictures of the grisly scene after the beating and ripped the film out of her camera. So basically, Kelly Thomas is a male. He was a homeless individual who was brutally beaten. And a lot of officers are basically being investigated right now for that. But there is, according to Mr. Miller, he says that when he was in Fullerton recently, he was speaking to the father, Ron Thomas, the father of Kelly Thomas. And Ms. Ron Thomas said that he had heard that there was a woman officer, a female officer, who had ripped the camera out of the hand of an individual who was taking pictures of the crime scene. And later on, Mr. Miller visited the bus stop where all this happened, and he spoke to a homeless man who, and the homeless man said he was there when it occurred. And yes, in fact, a female officer did take the camera out of the hands of the person who was filming. So he's making a plea. If anyone knows what happened, you know, if you know who this female officer was who took the camera from the person who was taking photos of the grisly scene, you know, please make authorities aware of the issue. Now, we obviously know, I've done stories, bad cop, good cop, that, you know, that say that there are bad cops, there are good cops, but there are also, you know, officers who are thugs with badges. We don't think the majority of officers are bad people. We think the majority of officers are good people. But we have to keep an eye and demonize those officers that abuse their position. It's very difficult to fire an officer, to prosecute an officer, and that's why we do these exposés, because they're not above the law. They are public servants. We salute those who are good officers, but if you're a bad officer, you're a thug with a badge, and we're not going to salute you. We're not going to salute you. We think you're trash. So if you're from that area and you know anything about that, please report that to the authorities. And now we're going to go to our daily quote. And our daily quote is from none other than Dwight D. Eisenhower, our former president, who knew a whole lot about the military-industrial complex. And the quote reads, every gun that is made, every warship launch, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. And Mr. Eisenhower warned us about the growing military-industrial complex, and it wound up being quite prophetic. That military-industrial complex continues to grow and grow. Now, stay tuned. We're going to have a very interesting interview with David Knight, where he will be interviewing local activists in the North Carolina area, the Raleigh area, who are against fluoride use in their water, and they were actually mocked by city council members who dismissed their request. So stay tuned for that hard-hitting interview.
Recently, the Harvard School of Health looked at more than a dozen scientific studies concerning fluoride and confirmed what countless other scientists have been documenting for decades. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. You see, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries would have to pay to store all the toxic waste they produce. But instead, they get our counties and cities to pay to put the poison in our water. It's not just fluoride we're getting, but lead, mercury, arsenic. The list goes on. And a lot of this toxic waste comes from China. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. If you saw the news article last Thursday, we had some activists in Raleigh go before the city council to talk to them about fluoridation in Raleigh. And they were met by opposition from the city council, didn't want to let them give a presentation from a local news crew that had done a story on fluoridation in the water. And then they finished up with kind of a sarcastic cheers, drinking a toast to them with fluoridated water. We have with us today Marcus Hill and Katie Haberman. And they're with the Greater Raleigh Resistance. Now, they organized on Planet InfoWars, so we want to talk to them a little bit about that. Welcome, Marcus and Katie.
Thanks, David. Great to be with you.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about your encounter there at the Raleigh City Council. You had lined up a film crew to come there from WTVD, right?
Right. I contacted the city clerk's office via email and via phone and have been assured that, sure, we play videos all the time, shouldn't be a problem. As a matter of fact, the people just before us, one time slot reserved, but three people used it and were up there for 11 minutes giving a presentation with Google.
And the film crew didn't show up either, did they? Is that correct?
No, the film crew didn't show up either. That was a bit of a setback to the left.
Yeah. Now the video is up on YouTube. If anybody wants to see that, that's on InfoWars as well. Tell us a little bit about what you wanted to tell them that you didn't get a chance to tell them.
Well, we've actually been going for about 4 months before the Raleigh City Council. We've inundated them with emails, countless studies, the 27 studies that were recently reviewed by Harvard and published last July. We've spoken before them numerous times, and we wanted to show them this news piece because basically, like Gandhi says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, and then they fight you, and then you win. We've been ignored the first few months. And for some reason, when we brought a mainstream media news piece before them, they started fighting us. And I think it's pretty telling that they want that for some reason to be a matter of public record, that it's not just some lone voices in the wilderness, as Corey Sturmer of Durham Against Fluoride said. It's a national movement of people who don't want toxic waste put in their water.
Well, yeah, actually, there's been a recent Harvard study, the EPA, a lot of scientists have been very pro-fluoridation have now recanted, one notably in New Zealand. Talked about that, and it's had a long history. I mean, you know, before it was a good thing to add to the water, it was a bad thing, you know. And there's a lot of, if people want to look at that history, there's a lot of crony capitalism and influence in the government that came about as far as fluoridation getting put in everybody's water. You know, we always talk about the expense and the mandates of Obamacare, but this is something that's very expensive, and it's medication that is mandated for everybody, and nobody is really paying attention to that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. They're basically treating individuals, including myself, for a condition that, you know, I don't have.
With no license.
Mm-hmm. Right. Prescription, no consent, and just bringing this issue to the floor, I think, is very important, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, back in the 1930s and the 1940s, JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, as well as the Journal of the American Dental Association, both came out and said, let me read you a quote here from JAMA in 1943. It said, fluorides are general protoplasmic poisons, changing the permeability of the cell membrane by certain enzymes. That was from JAMA. And the Dental Association said in 1936 that it was as toxic as arsenic and lead. You know, but what changed that around was that Alcoa was a large producer of these waste products, and they're very hazardous waste products. I mean, Alex has had a crew here in Austin take a picture of the fluoride tanks, and they've got them as a class 4 poison. You know, it's a very toxic poison. So they had a very expensive toxic waste situation they had to take care of, so they just dumped it in the water.
Yep, exactly.
And they got us to pay for it as well.
We're revenue-generating filtration systems for Potash Incorporated, the world's largest phosphate manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the water in all three cities there, Durham, Raleigh, and Chapel Hill, are all of them fluoridated as far as you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And 85% of North Carolina is fluoridated.
Wow. Wow. Now, tell us a little bit about how you organized for this, because that's kind of an interesting story as well, because you did that through Planet InfoWars, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Katie and I have been, you know, staunch liberty advocates for quite a while, and
right.
As something to bring our relationship closer together, we decided to start a group on Planet InfoWars and see what kind of support we could gather from like-minded individuals and actually go out and do something together.
We met with another couple at a restaurant and just kind of basically talked about what were some of the important issues that we were concerned about in our local area, and you know, several got brought up, but we decided to pick fluoride, mm-hmm. because not only has it been done in other counties and other states, they've done away with it, but it's also an opportunity to educate and about other issues as well.
Yeah, that's really good. That's something that cuts across lines, because it's not something that's partisan. It's not a partisan issue that anybody's come up with. And it's something where a lot of different organizations are waking up to it. Like I said, you know, the Harvard study that was just recently released, as well as a lot of people in the last 10 to 15 years in very high positions have reversed their positions on the medical benefits of that. And we're also in a situation where everybody's budgets are stretched right now. I mean, why are we paying large amounts of money to these corporations to dispose of their toxic waste, to drink their toxic waste? I mean, that's insane. I mean, you ought to be able to get fiscal conservatives as well as people on the left who may be a little bit more concerned about health issues and that sort of thing. You ought to be able to really get a good common ground there. But, you know, there's a lot of issues that people can organize around. And so how did you get these people? Did you advertise on Planet InfoWars? You just put it out there, try to get a group together to do that?
Exactly. We've just searched out people who are also in the area and put messages on other people's groups and tried to encourage, like, hey, come to this meetup. And people that did show up, you know, we decided to run with it, with the fluoride thing. And as soon as the first article that I was blessed to have published on Infowars.com, Fluoride Fighting Tuesdays in Raleigh, North Carolina, really, you know, set everything in motion, because Rock Open Search, GeoFoundersTruth.org, who's fighting nullification and Agenda 21 with Dr. Greg Brannon, he hooked us up with Corey Sturmer of Derm Against Fluoride, and now we're getting calls from and messages from the Constitution Party, from all these different activist-oriented individuals and groups who are like, hey, you know, it's great to see somebody standing up. And that's kind of our point. Like, you know, just plant your flag and
that's great.
Do it, you know?
That's great.
Minds out there.
Yeah, freedom is something that people can rally around from all different perspectives. And, you know, it's interesting because I just moved here from the Raleigh area, and I know that Alex isn't carried on any radio stations around there. And yet I saw a lot of people driving around. I saw a lot of people with InfoWars bumper stickers over on Capitol Boulevard. There was at a shopping center, somebody had planted a InfoWars bumper sticker about 20 feet up on a flagpole, on a light pole there in the parking lot. So, I mean, he's around there. People know about InfoWars. What you might want to do is try to get people together. I know I contacted PTF while I was there because, you know, they've lost their big money winner on their station, Rush Limbaugh. You know, get people together and try to get him on a station that's large like that, or even some of the other AM or FM stations, you know, that are news-oriented around there. That would really help things there.
That's something we've certainly tried to do. I've made a few calls to, you know, different... what was the one? It's 8:50 a.m. Also WRDU. You know, just like, and the more people that can call, the better.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your activism. Thank you for taking the lead on this. And, you know, we really appreciate you doing that. I know the people in Raleigh, many of them don't understand how you're trying to help them yet, but it's an educational thing. And, you know, keep plugging away at it. It's super that, WTVD did a great, that's a mainstream, affiliate. What are they, CBS or ABC?
And it's a fantastic piece. Yeah. I highly encourage everyone to check it out.
Right.
Use it to make up people that are like, oh, fluoride, you know, it's no big deal, because it is. And
yeah. Yeah, we know people that are listening to us will watch it. I know that the City Council of Raleigh is not going to watch it, but other people will, and maybe they can put some pressure in, or maybe just change those people who are in the City Council. But thank you very much. Thank you, Marcus and Katie. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, there certainly is a lot of education that still needs to be done. Colgate has just put out a new toothpaste that has a 5,000% increase from average fluoridation water levels. They wouldn't be doing that if there wasn't a market for it. So a lot of people have not gotten the memo about fluoridation. And like Marcus and Katie, you can make things happen in your community through social networking on Planet InfoWars. You know, Alex has said many times, you are the resistance. And this is the way the resistance organizes, through social networking on Planet InfoWars. So check it out. You can write articles that'll get featured on InfoWars. You can send us emails when you've got events, when things have happened, like this encounter with the Raleigh City Council where they toasted them kind of cynically with the fluoridated water. So consider going to Planet InfoWars and signing up. There's a lot of avenues for citizen journalists to get involved there. Also consider going to Prison Planet TV and signing up for a membership there. We've launched Operation Wake the Sleeping Giant on Prison Planet TV. One membership gives you 10 people simultaneously watching the streams and the news that we have there, documentaries, all kinds of things there that'll help people to get educated so they can get active on Planet InfoWars social websites. Well, I'm David Knight. That's it for our news. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.